Hi, everyone, and welcome to Oscar Wilde, a podcast about film, always counting down to this week's Oscars. I'm Sophia Simonello.
And I'm Nick Ruckrout.
And today we will be sharing our final Oscar winner predictions. We will be going through all 23 categories and sharing our final-ish predictions. We'll try not to change them too much. This has been just such a crazy year. But if you've listened to our final predictions episodes before, we put our categories into three groups. In the bag, so categories that we're pretty sure about. Toss-up, where it's between two or three contenders. And then anybody's guess, which is where we really just don't have an idea of where things will go. And then, of course, we end with best picture. So I think this will be a fun one today. I'm wondering how many categories we actually have in common.
Yeah, I can't believe we're finally here. It's Oscars week. We had so many ceremonies this past weekend, and just I feel like more recently than we have in terms of ceremonies recently and precursors. And we'll talk about a lot of those winners today and in how that affected maybe who we chose if we are split on different categories and we have different winners. This is also a year where Best Picture fits into anybody's guess. In a way, it's a little bit more questionable than at least in the past few years, which is exciting. I mean, that has made this more difficult in terms of predicting, and we have a bigger split than we usually do. So as we get into those more prickly categories, we'll definitely share reasons why, and probably those same reasons why we will switch them after this recording is released. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I'm excited to chat through all of these today.
Let's get right into our in the bag categories. First up, we have supporting actor. Our nominees here are Yor Borisov for Anora, Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain, Edward Norton for A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce for The Brutalist, and Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice. Kieran Culkin has swept the whole season. Do we both have Kieran Culkin winning the Oscar?
We sure do. And SAG yesterday was no surprise with him winning there again. There's no reason he shouldn't be winning the Oscar this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, he's a sweeper. I'm pretty confident that he's going to continue winning.
Next, we have makeup and hairstyling. Our nominees are A Different Man, Emilia Perez, Nosferatu, The Substance, and Wicked. To note, awards so far, The Substance won the BAFTA and also two Guild wins, along with Wicked, who also won two Guilds. But who do you have here? I think this has been fairly constant all season, too.
I have The Substance here. I think it's going to run away with this makeup and hairstyling win. And it's also, of course, tied to Demi Moore's performance.
So we'll see how Best Actress fares later on. That's definitely not in the bag category, but I also have The Substance. I'm glad that we are going to have a pretty easy win for this movie because we hadn't expected it earlier on.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Next, we have production design. Our nominees are The Brutalist, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Nosferatu, and Wicked. Conclave won at both guilds, the Art Directors Guild and the Set Decorators Society of America. Nosferatu also won at ADG, and Wicked took home ADG, SDSA, and the BAFTA. Do you think this is pretty easily going to Wicked? That's where I'm leaning.
I think so, too. My question I'll talk about today is Conclave. What is that winning? And the fact that it won with both guilds, maybe there is some support for it there, but I think it will go to Wicked at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Conclave's been doing really well. And a huge reason why is that it is in the contemporary spot, so there isn't as much competition. So it hasn't had to go head-to-head with Wicked at the guilds. But I think Wicked is really a case of most production design, too. It's very showy work, so I think Nathan Crowley will get finally his first win.
And then we have costume design. Our nominees here are A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Gladiator 2, Nosferatu, and Wicked. At the Costume Designers Guild, Conclave, Nosferatu, and Wicked won again, just like at ADG, and Wicked won the BAFTA. I have Wicked here again. How do you feel about costumes?
I also have Wicked. Costume design and production design often go hand in hand, and we'll see paired winners. We saw that last year with Poor Things, and based on Wicked's Guild performance and at the BAFTAs, there's no reason to doubt Paul Tazewell here. Next up, we have another acting category, supporting actress. Our nominees are Monica Barbaro for A Complete Unknown, Ariana Grande for Wicked, Felicity Jones for The Brutalist, Isabella Rossellini for Conclave, and Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. She won SAG last night. She's been sweeping the season. Do you still have her at Oscar?
I sure do. I kind of wanted Ariana to win just something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about SAG more in a minute, but I'm also happy with Zoe winning. I actually enjoy this performance of hers, and I know some people are more split on it, but Zoe Saldana, an Oscar winner, sounds like a great title.
Yeah, and I think some of that is just because of the film and everything mm-hmm. that came out around the film, people not liking the film. But throughout the year, the one thing about the movie that everyone could agree on was Zoe's performance. I also was rooting for Ariana to win at SAG, but that always felt a little bit like a pipe dream. So yeah. That's okay.
Next, we have original score. Our nominees here are Daniel Blumberg for The Brutalist, Volker Bertelmann for Conclave, Clément Ducal and Camille for Emilia Perez, John Powell and Stephen Schwartz for Wicked, and Chris Bowers for The Wild Robot. In terms of our precursors, these are maybe not as much of a barometer for what will win the Oscar, but we have the Society of Composers and Lyricists, and then the Hollywood Music and Media Awards. The Brutalist took home the SCL and also the BAFTA. Emilia Perez won 2 at the HMMAs. And then Chris Bowers won 1 of each at the SCL and the HMMA Awards. What do you have?
I have The Brutalist. I think it's the strongest score in the bunch. It won its category at SCL, which is weirdly its only or one of its only American Guild wins. And it won the BAFTA. At the BAFTAs, it went head-to-head with Conclave, which I think is in second place right now. But then also The Wild Robot beat Conclave with the Guild. So I thought that was really interesting and maybe shows some weakness there. But if Conclave is really strong, that's kind of where I'm thinking, oh, they might show support for it here and just vote down ballot. But I feel pretty good about The Brutalist. I think it's just a really amazing score. And if BAFTA went for it, I think I'm just going to look there and go with The Brutalist. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I also have The Brutalist. I think my question there with Conclave and you saying that it losing, I think is the reason why I don't have it, is because BAFTA also went to, in terms of Edward Berger's films, All Quiet on the Western Front in the past, and then it did win the Oscar. And it not having any wins here makes me feel a little weird about it. But I would also feel weird, but in a really good way, if The Wild Robot were to surprise and take it. But I think in terms of what we've seen this season, it should be The Brutalist.
Next, we have Adapted Screenplay. Our nominees here are A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Nickel Boys, and Sing Sing. Conclave won the Golden Globe, which is a combined screenplay category, the BAFTA, and the USC Scripter Award, and Nickel Boys won the WGA. I'm going with Conclave here. With those prizes that I listed, it just feels really strong. And Nickel Boys, this is its lone nomination, unfortunately, outside of picture. So as much as I love and was thrilled by the WGA win, I think they're going to go with Conclave.
Yeah, I think it's ineligibility there is the main reason it didn't win, because it's been winning everywhere else. So I'm also going to stick with the BAFTA, the Golden Globe, international support for Conclave, and say that for screenplay too. Our last category in the bag is for visual effects. Our nominees here, we have Alien Romulus, Better Man, Dune Part 2, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and Wicked. I have Dune Part 2, and I think this might be the only category I have that in. How do you feel about Dune here?
I'm going with Dune Part 2 here. I feel pretty confident in this because this just feels like the right place to reward Dune Part 2. And I can't really, I think, see a reason to go elsewhere. What's funny is that for our In the Bag categories, I wanted to look back at last year to see how many In the Bag categories we had, because this year we only have 8. Last year...
Was it half or more?
We had 12. So that just tells you. And some of the things, like, we had production design and costume design and toss-up, for instance. Mm-hmm. And, like, those I feel like we were just hope-dicting Barbie, in a sense. We were just wanting that to happen, but all the signs were really pointing towards Poor Things. So, yeah, it's crazy. This year is much more unpredictable.
And I think that's partly why I say that about Dune, too, is I'm trying to separate the emotion. And in these categories coming up, it's going to be clear that I still haven't done that. But I think with Dune, at least in visual effects, in terms of precursors, the BAFTA went to Dune. It won 4 Guild wins at the Visual Effects Society. And we know that they have so many categories from the year that Cody Derricks won a ton of points for Avatar. And then Alien Romulus, Better Man, and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes only won 1 Guild Award. And Wicked didn't go home with any. So that's why I'm leaning Dune here. I feel a bit more secure about that in this category.
Okay, so let's get into our toss-ups. Our first category here is cinematography. Our nominees are The Brutalist, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, Maria, and Nosferatu. The reason why this is a toss-up, I think, is because The Brutalist is really a soft frontrunner for cinematography. Lowell Crawley, our DP, won at BAFTA and BSC, the British Society of Cinematographers. But in a weird upset, Ed Lockman won ASC, the American Society of Cinematographers. Mm-hmm. And Maria, as a film, you and I both like it, I think, more than most people, and appreciate the crafts, especially in that movie. I love that win for him. I think it's great. I think he's a really good choice, but I pretty much chalk that up to him being a titan in the field. Like, he is a major cinematographer who has never gotten his flowers before. Mm-hmm. But I can't predict him for the Oscar because Maria, it's its lone nomination. And I think to win, he would have to sweep, or we would have seen that narrative, I think, emerge with other voting bodies. So I'm going with The Brutalist, but it's just interesting how it's shaken out because, again, The Brutalist has no American Guild support anywhere. It's clearly really only loved by international voters.
And you have to think about them and everything you've heard about Academy members watching that movie or not watching it when you're thinking about the Oscars and everybody getting to vote for the final Oscars. I still have The Brutalist. I was thrilled to see Ed Lockman's name come up for ASC. I wouldn't necessarily put that in my second spot, though, either. I feel like it might be Dune, but when Dune Part 1 came out, those were sweeping. Like, we knew it was going to win every award, every technical award. So that hasn't happened this year. And because it didn't have a good haul in terms of nominations, that's why I'm scared to predict it across the board in terms of some of these technical categories.
Yeah, and sometimes sequels just don't perform well here. It's a little risky to predict them. I think I was somewhat surprised even that Dune Part 2 made its way in because it felt so soft and its performance in nominations has felt a bit shaky. I do have it in second place, though, because I think Nosferatu is great, but I would have needed to see it in the guilds. And Dune Part 2, again, would be that case of, oh, we just really like this movie as a tech player again. So we're going to give it a win here. But I feel pretty good about The Brutalist, but we'll see.
Yeah. Next, we have International Feature. Our nominees here are I'm Still Here, The Girl with the Needle, Emilia Perez, The Seed of the Sacred Fig, and Flo. Emilia Perez took the Golden Globe earlier in the season and recently also took the BAFTA. As much as I want to predict I'm Still Here and Brazil's support for that movie, I think I'm going to stay safe and say Emilia Perez. How do you feel?
This is so hard because I really want to predict I'm Still Here. I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is one of those places where the disdain for Amelia, supposedly, and the tanking of that film in phase two will appear, but it won the BAFTA. I think we would have seen signs of its weaknesses there, but I will say, I'm Still Here got that surprise Best Picture nomination, and Fernando Torres is in. So I think it's close, but I'm also going to play it safe and go with Amelia. But would I be happy to be wrong? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because I'm Still Here is my preferred winner in the category. Next up, we have film editing. So here, I think a big caveat is that the ACE Eddie Awards, that's our guild, those are March 14th. So they're after the Oscars. So that can't really give us a clue. So the only clue we have is BAFTA. Our nominees here are Sean Baker for Anora, David Yonsko for The Brutalist, Nick Emerson for Conclave, Juliette Welfling for Emilia Perez, and Myron Kirstein for Wicked. Conclave won the BAFTA, and again, that's all we really have to go off of because Challengers picked up a number of earlier precursors. That's not here, so we really only have Conclave to go off of. I actually have Conclave. I think you can make the case for some other movies, but I'm just going to go with the BAFTA pick here and the overall strength of the film and say that Conclave will win. But I actually have Wicked in second, which might be surprising. I don't know.
This one is so tough for me. I'm also going to go with Conclave. I know BAFTA is all we have to go off of, but now I'm also looking at some of those bigger awards in terms of picture for sure, director partly, and screenplay. And with Conclave confidently winning in its category for screenplay, I think it has a better shot here. In terms of the guild also, the only one not nominated there was The Brutalist, which makes things a little dicey, I would say, in terms of the combination of awards. But I don't know whether to put Anora or Wicked in second.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wicked is maybe showier. The Brutalist also has that long runtime. But Anora, it's Sean Baker, the editor, the director, the producer, the writer. And if the support we've seen for that movie over the past few weeks carries over into editing and they see his name, maybe that could happen too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I completely agree. And the reason I have Wicked second, I think, is because Wicked also got a sound nomination and was a surprise nomination here for editing. And the editing is pretty flashy in Wicked. I remember when the clip first came out of What Is This Feeling? And I mm-hmm. sent it to you and said, please tell me the movie doesn't look like this. And I think it works better in the context of the film overall, but it's that there are split screens. It feels like a music video at times. Yeah. And I wonder if that will appeal to voters.
Next, we have animated feature. Our nominees here are Flow, Inside Out 2, Memoir of a Snail, Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, and The Wild Robot. In terms of our precursors, Flow won the Golden Globe and two Annie Awards. Wallace and Gromit won the BAFTA. And then The Wild Robot has won a lot of the animated guild awards across the board. Sometimes Flow isn't there, so that's not super indicative of what's to come in this category either. But it won 9 Annie Awards, and that's it in terms of big precursors. And that worries me a lot. I really don't know. We have 3 films that have done somewhat well in different bodies. Who do you have here?
I have The Wild Robot. I feel pretty good about it. I think because The Wild Robot also has shown up in score and sound this year and has been pretty dominant with different guilds too, just showing up places. And clearly there's a lot of love for that movie. It won at PGA too. And I think for Flow to be really competitive, I needed to see it win at the BAFTAs. Wallace and Gromit is, of course, just such a British pick. It makes a lot of sense for them to go there, but I also don't think Flow is really comparable to The Boy and the Heron last year, upsetting Spider-Man, because that, of course, had Miyazaki attached. It won the BAFTA. So I feel pretty good about The Wild Robot.
My worry is that Wallace and Gromit will be taking The Wild Robot's picks. And so now we have 3 movies that have a closer number of votes to each other. And it could be a really close race. Because we've seen Flo win internationally also. And I don't know. I've been wanting to see some big Wild Robot wins across the board. And we haven't seen that yet. And I feel like it's a movie that should be, for how much it's connecting with audiences, for its huge box office worldwide. I'm going to stick with The Wild Robot, but I think if you're going to take a big risk here, I think Flow would be a decent choice for that.
Interesting. Next category is where I'm taking a swing. We have documentary feature. Our nominees are Black Box Diaries, No Other Land, Porcelain War, Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat, and Sugarcane. You go first, and then I will explain why I moved this from in the bag to toss up.
I need to hear your reasoning.
Yeah.
I'm going with No Other Land. That movie has done very well this award season with different film festivals, different international bodies and critics' bodies. I didn't even really see a second choice, but I'm curious, if you don't have No Other Land, what do you have?
So I have Porcelain War, and I think a big part of this is just because I feel really cynical about No Other Land. I was actually thinking a lot about how people in Hollywood that were at the Oscars reacted to Jonathan Glazer's speech last year. And there are a lot of people in Hollywood who are Zionists and will not watch this movie. I think there's also a problem with the fact that it doesn't have U.S. distribution behind it. I mean, I would vote for it to win. It's my favorite documentary here, and it's one of the best films of the year. But it was weird to me that it didn't win BAFTA. That went to Superman, which isn't here. But Porcelain War won at the DGA and was also the only Oscar nominee to be nominated at PGA. So I just feel like it has some sneaky, hidden guild support, and that worries me. It's odd to me that no distributor has still picked it up, even after it got the mm-hmm. Oscar nomination. And I've been encouraging people to see it. It played at Film Forum here in the city, and highly recommend seeing it if you haven't, but I don't know. This is just that part of my brain that's saying, I think it might be too good to be true.
Yeah, I mean, these are both current political crises happening. Mm-hmm. We have one in Gaza and we have one in Ukraine. And we also had Navalny a couple years ago. So it really mm-hmm. has focused, in terms of this category, on that happening in real time, 20 Days in Mariupol happening during the conflict. And also this one, it has a different focus, I would say a softer focus on what's happening with art and how that's being manipulated over time, losing artists to this war. It's interesting. Yeah, no, I like that we have different ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it keeps it interesting, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Which, I'm curious of all the categories where you're going to go with this next one, which is for Best Actor. Our nominees here, we have Adrien Brody for The Brutalist, Timothée Chalamet for A Complete Unknown, Colman Domingo for Sing Sing, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, and Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice. Adrien Brody took Golden Globe initially, BAFTA 2 weeks ago, and then Timmy took it yesterday at SAG. What do you think's going to happen?
Oh, I'm so nervous. This is one that is hard for me because, I mean, for obvious reasons, I love Adrien Brody's performance in The Brutalist, as I've mentioned dozens of times now, and don't particularly care for Chalamet's performance in A Complete Unknown. I also just don't really love music biopic wins, so there's that as well. I don't know. I think it's tricky because, like, I almost want to pick Chalamet because I want Adrien Brody to win so badly, so I need to, like, prepare myself and just say, like, you know what? If I pick Chalamet and I'm wrong, I'm going to be happy anyway. And it reminds me of, like, how sad I was about Lily Gladstone, how sad I was about Cate Blanchett, how sad I was about PTA losing for Licorice Pizza. It's like it always just comes to bite me in the end. But I don't know. I think SAG didn't like The Brutalist. So if he was going to lose anywhere, it made a lot of sense for Timmy to win at SAG. They clearly love A Complete Unknown. They go for more populist picks. They pick biopics fairly frequently. And the SAG membership is huge. It includes, you know, everyone from influencers in AFTRA to online personalities, radio hosts, And like Timmy mentioned in his speech last night, his mom works for Actors Equity and has for a number of years. I think there are a lot of reasons why that win made sense. A complete unknown blanking at BAFTA and Adrien Brody winning there, I think, is a sign of strength for his performance. Timmy also only has SAG and Oscar voting closed before we knew the results of SAG. So he couldn't really go off of any winner momentum like previous winners at SAG have, which makes me think that it's going to be Adrien Brody because I think that he has the bigger, showier performance, honestly. He has a good career narrative and he was in the front runner position during voting. Now, you could also look at SAG voting and say, well, Adrien Brody was also in the front runner position when SAG voting was happening and that didn't go his way. But I think that's just a much more SAG-friendly movie. And I think that The Brutalist is stronger overall at the Oscars. So that logic leads me to predicting Adrien Brody. I think it's rare to have a SAG-only winner. It's actually never happened to Oscar. But anything can happen now, I guess. So I'm softly saying Adrien Brody.
I'm also going with Adrien Brody. The big thing to me is, like you said, if Timmy was going to win anywhere, it was going to be at SAG. So that didn't really surprise me too much yesterday. And I think if things were shakier, we would have seen him winning more internationally. And we haven't seen that. I do have a follow-up question to this in a category later on. So I'll bring this back up later.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now I'm feeling fairly well about Adrien Brody.
Okay. That gives me confidence.
Maybe don't. I don't want you to be upset.
I mean, I'm going to be upset if he loses either way, so yeah, okay. It's fine. But everyone who's worried about me with this, please like rest assured, know that I will never know pain like watching Rami Malek beat Bradley Cooper. This isn't as bad as that, so I'll be okay regardless of the outcome. I know I sound super convincing. I probably won't be, but it'll fade.
And that's the thing is we've seen music biopic wins time and time again in this category and other acting categories. So it wouldn't be surprising, but I would have expected it elsewhere, I think, for me to want to switch just because of SAG.
Like, why didn't he win Critics' Choice? Why didn't he win the Golden Globe?
Yeah.
Or like BAFTA even. Austin Butler won a BAFTA.
Yeah.
You know?
And that was Elvis, another American star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Yeah. Godspeed. Okay, next we have Best Director. Our nominees are Sean Baker for Anora, Brady Corbet for The Brutalist, James Mangold for A Complete Unknown, Jacques Audiard for Amelia Perez, and Coralie Farge for The Substance. This is tricky. Sean Baker won at DGA, and Brady Corbet won at the BAFTAs and the Golden Globes. Who are you going with here?
This is a two-horse race, and I truly don't know how to do this because if we're looking at picture now too, and I asked you about a split, if that would happen at the end of the last episode, which we'll get to at the end of this one, that means we now have a split between three movies, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't feel good. If we're thinking about The Brutalist potentially winning director, when we said that couldn't win picture, and then we have a third movie, Conclave, up for picture, but that's not here in director. That feels crazy. And in terms of best picture winners without a directing nomination, we only have six throughout history and three since the preferential ballot. I think it makes more sense based on like statistics or percentages that you should pick Brady Corbet. But I think I'm going to go off the DGA win and say Anora for Sean Baker.
Yeah, I could also see either outcome, but I'm also going with Sean Baker off of the DGA win. I feel like also just compared to Brady Corbet's career, he's only made three films. Sean Baker has been around for a lot longer. So I feel like there might be just a sense in the industry and an energy that he should be rewarded here. And I think there's also the idea that Anora is his best film. and it's time to give him his flowers for that, for a film they clearly love. So I'm going to go with Anora.
I know he also won the Indie Spirits this past weekend in terms of director and feature. But again, that's outside of the Oscar voting window. So I don't really chalk that up to much in terms of Oscar voting anyways. I think it's close.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Next, we have original song. This is a fun one. Our nominees here are El Mal from Emilia Perez, The Journey from The 6888, Like a Bird from Sing Sing, Mi Camino from Emilia Perez, and Never Too Late from Elton John, Never Too Late. At the HMMA Awards, El Mal, The Journey, and Never Too Late won an award. El Mal won the Golden Globe, and The Journey won at the SCL Awards. And it was fun hearing The Journey during the In Memoriam at SAG yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Curious about that, but that movie was also nominated there. So I'm understanding of it playing there. It's not a Diane Warren in. But what do you have here?
I have El Mal still. I want to predict Diane Warren, but I also feel like with Zoe Saldana's win, this song is tied to her big scene in the movie too. So I'm going to go with El Mal. What do you think?
We haven't really seen any momentum for anything besides El Mal this season. So if we do have an upset with The Journey or even Like a Bird or Elton John's song, like, I wouldn't be surprised. I think it would just be impossible to predict that. I'm going to also go with El Mal. With the BAFTAs still supporting Emilia Perez, an international feature, I think if we did see something else happen there, then maybe I would be more inclined to change to The Journey here, but I'm going to stick with El Mal for now.
Next, we have original screenplay. Our nominees are Anora, The Brutalist, A Real Pain, September 5, and The Substance. Anora won the WGA, and A Real Pain won the BAFTA. So we have a little split here. Where are you going with this one?
I'm sticking with BAFTA. I'm going to say A Real Pain. I have seen more love, I would say, for Jesse Eisenberg lately, and him having been a director, a writer, an actor. People know him across the board, and not that they don't know him in writing. I think that WGA win was a little surprising. I know A Real Pain was eligible there and it didn't win, but I think in terms of looking at just a wider body, I think we might see more support for A Real Pain, especially with Kieran Culkin's nearly 100% likely win in supporting actor. Mm-hmm. What do you have?
I'm going with Anora here. I don't feel good about it because A Real Pain winning at BAFTA is kind of a head scratcher and shows how much support there is for that movie. And you're right with the fact about Kieran Culkin, but just seeing it win at WGA, I think it does have a good amount of support domestically, at least. And based on what I'm predicting in other categories, I do feel like they might just go down ballot and vote for Anora in some places. So I'm going to go with Anora.
Maybe this will help explain why. Our next category and last one in toss-up is actress. Our nominees, we have Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez, Mikey Madison for Anora, Demi Moore in The Substance, and Fernando Torres for I'm Still Here. Fernando Torres and Demi Moore both took the Golden Globe, and then Mikey Madison took the BAFTA, and then last night at SAG, Demi Moore won. So who do you have here in actress?
I've been going back and forth on this one too, but I feel like Mikey Madison's BAFTA win for Anora is really significant. They didn't love Anora. They just gave it casting and actress, but they decided that actress was the place where they were going to award the film. And I'm just not sure how much Demi Moore's narrative can carry her to the win. It just makes me a little bit nervous. Demi Moore, to me, always felt like the type of nominee that had to sweep to win just because of the performance, the film itself, and seeing Mikey win at BAFTA just worried me a bit. But the other piece of this is the Fernanda Torres factor, because the three of them haven't ever gone head to head before. She's been running a great phase two campaign with Sony Pictures Classics. But then we also have Demi Moore alongside the potential makeup and hairstyling win for The Substance. And that's a really good statistic too. So I'm going with Mikey for now, but I could see myself changing this one here. My rule of thumb generally is, in tight races, pick the stronger movie. And so that's what I'm going with here.
And you saying they've never gone head to head with Fernanda here, whose votes is she taking away?
I mean, I don't really know if it's necessarily like a vote splitting thing. It's just interesting to think about like how that changes the calculus of the category. And the example I've thought of before is when The Worst Person in the World came into original screenplay, that effectively ended the licorice pizza thing for PTA. And it became the Belfast story. And it's not necessarily that there was a vote split, but it just was different. We hadn't seen that group before, so it made you think a little bit differently. And I don't know, I'm feeling similarly here. I just don't know how it will shake out. So I'm just going, I think, with the stronger film.
No, I think that's definitely a possibility. I think even Fernanda winning could be a possibility for how unsure we are with the other two. And since Fernanda wasn't at BAFTA, I'm sticking with Demi Moore. And I think that's partly because I have been predicting her and I felt fairly strongly about her for a month or two now. It was funny at SAG having Michelle Yeoh and Lily Gladstone present actor, but essentially they should have handed it to Demi for being the two big narrative actresses and their campaigns in the past couple of years. And I know Lily didn't win last year, but I think Demi's narrative is a bit stronger than hers. I think she is fairly close to Michelle Yeoh for everything we've said on the Contender series, for everything that Demi has said in her speeches. I think this is close no matter what. Mm-hmm. I think whoever wins, it's not going to be by a large margin. I'm just going to stick with Demi here. She's won more of the awards, I will say, throughout the season. And I think they've all done pretty well in terms of winning critics' prizes or at festivals, things like that. But I know it's close. It's tough.
I might end up switching to Demi. But I'm also worried that if Demi wins, it means that Timothy is winning. I can't explain it.
I think there's a possibility for that. There's a possibility for Mikey and Timmy to win.
Oh, see, I think they're both too young together.
But if Mikey has international and Timmy has the SAG body, it's a non-zero chance for that. I think it's maybe less likely.
I think in that case, it would be more likely to go Adrian and Demi. She has the domestic, he has the international.
Well, maybe that's why I'm going with Demi.
I was going to say, I mean, that's what you have. Okay, now we're on to anybody's guess. And I feel like we probably could have put actress in here too. Mm-hmm. But we have sound. Our nominees are A Complete Unknown, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, Wicked, and The Wild Robot. A Complete Unknown won at the Cinema Audio Society, or CAS. Dune Part 2 won the BAFTA and the MPSE, or Motion Picture Sound Editors, Sound Editing for Feature Effects Foley. Emilia won MPSE International. Wicked won MPSE Music Editing Feature. And The Wild Robot won at CAS and MPSE in Animated. What do you have here? This is a split field.
I truly have no idea what to do. So part of me is thinking if Timmy wins, maybe that's showing their support for A Complete Unknown, and maybe it wins sound. The guilds are really hard to predict here too, but it's usually going to favor a Best Picture nominee. And that also doesn't help us here because we have four of them. The BAFTA win for Dune Part 2 really shocked me. And I think if we're looking at other big Best Picture nominees, you can't count out Wicked. And I don't know about that specific win for music editing at the MPSC, if that's a good predictor, but I feel like of all of the movies, and again, we have multiple musical or music heavy films, so that makes it really hard too. And then Dune's a sequel, so that makes me feel more shaky about that one. So I think for me, it's between Wicked and then maybe Dune and A Complete Unknown are tied for a second. I think I have to say Wicked, though. I think for everything that team has talked about with their movie and singing live, I think definitely has a big component in that. How they use the set design to help it turn into a soundstage. I don't know. What do you have?
I have Dune Part 2, so I'm not making this any easier for you. I think Wicked makes a lot of sense because it has an editing nomination, and often sound winners will correspond to editing winners or nominees. Last year, we didn't see that. We saw The Zone of Interest win, which was our BAFTA winner, but was also a sound showcase. Like, that was the thing people were focusing on from the movie. But I'm just going with Dune Part 2, I think, just based on the BAFTA statistic.
Dune Part 2 winning 2 awards and Wicked maybe winning 2 or 3. Well, in this case, 3 for me and 2 for you. Just weird. Weird how everything is being split across the board. Okay, our final 3 categories, and anybody's guess, are the shorts categories, obviously.
I love that we save these for the end because most predictions episodes do them right at the top. We're like, no, we're going to end with the shorts and best picture.
Well, first we have live action short. Our nominees are Alien, Anuja, I'm Not a Robot, The Last Ranger, and The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent. Who do you have?
I'm going with Alien here. I think that, one, I saw that it's produced by Adam McKay, which just makes me think, okay, it also has like big filmmaker backing. And it also, I think, is the most topical issue of the group. It's very emotionally manipulative, claustrophobic, and it's about something a lot of people are thinking about right now, in that it's about ICE and undocumented immigrants. And it reminds me a lot of Red, White, and Blue last year, which didn't win, but I think would have if The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, your favorite short last year, wasn't there. I know that's like a phantom rule I created, but that's what I'm going with. What do you think?
I'm going with I'm Not a Robot, and mainly with these shorts, I looked at how they've done so far throughout the year. And Alien was nominated maybe 2 or 3 times, and I'm Not a Robot has tens of wins to its name, which kind of surprised me, but it's also an enjoyable short. It's inventive. It uses this idea of AI and humans being robots in an interesting way. I do agree about Alien. I think that should win. I think that's our best nominee here. And it does also make me think back to other politically inclined shorts like Two Distant Strangers that won a few years back, but I feel like that had a bigger narrative. And we just haven't seen much from these shorts at all. I mean, I also remember Riz Ahmed's short a couple years ago that he won, but I felt like there was a narrative there for him to win and for this timely topic also.
Like we said, these are anybody's guess. Next, we have documentary short. Our nominees here are Death by Numbers, I Am Ready Warden, Incident, Instruments of a Beating Heart, and The Only Girl in the Orchestra. Incident won at the IDAs and Cinema Eye Honors, and Instruments of a Beating Heart also has an IDA win. What do you think will win here?
It's probably not smart, but I have Incident. This is a Hope Diction. Is it too violent and gritty for people? Maybe, but I think it's also imperative viewing. So I'm hoping with its 2 guild wins that is enough support to push it over the edge. These are tough. What do you have?
I have The Only Girl in the Orchestra, and I would vote for Incident if I were a voting member, but I am not. And I think The Only Girl in the Orchestra has a really good title. It reminds me of previous winners we've had here that focus on a single subject. And it reminds me a little bit of The Last Repair Shop or something like The Queen of Basketball. And I feel like in a group of very heavy watches, this one is the easiest. And I think that could end up benefiting it in the long run.
That's true. And our last short category, we have animated short. Our nominees are Beautiful Men, In the Shadow of the Cypress, Magic Candies, Wander to Wonder, and Yuck. For my answer here, I'm going with its precursors. It won at BAFTA and at the Annie Awards for animated short, and that is Wander to Wonder. What do you think?
I also have Wander to Wonder. I think they can go a little rogue here sometimes, but I feel like this one has the most demonstrated support, so that's where I'm going. And our final category, Best Picture, we have Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. We have a split race this year. So our Golden Globe winners, we had Emilia and The Brutalist. It feels like ages ago. Anora won PGA, and Conclave won Best Film at BAFTA and SAG Ensemble. Who do you think is winning Best Picture?
I think it could go either way. And regardless of what happens, we're going to break stats. So it's really kind of hard to talk about, oh, this has won this before, this combination of awards. I have Conclave because I feel like it's also a good movie that describes 2024. It's very chaotic and dramatic, yes, but it was an election year. I think the drama of the Pope being in critical condition is too recent of news for that to have an effect on that. But honestly, it's tragic, but so shocking to see that happening right after this movie came out.
Yeah, like they're going to have a conclave.
Truly another conclave. Soon. Yeah, who's our vaping cardinal?
I looked at some diagram that I think CNN or some outlet posted of the makeup of the cardinals.
Oh my gosh.
And like how many are traditionalists, how many are socialists. So one of those conservatives will be the vaping one if they follow.
Oh my God.
Cardinal Tedesco.
Tedesco. But I think for a lot of reasons, I mean, obviously not that it lost PGA and DGA, the fact that it doesn't have a director nomination is really shaky. But I think in terms of its combination of awards that I've given it today, so I have it winning picture, screenplay, and editing, which aligns with Argo and Crash from the past. Which is weird. I don't know. Who do you have? Let's start there.
Yeah, I have Anora.
Okay.
The PGA and DGA combination was compelling to me. I think the fact that the PGA uses a preferential ballot to vote was a big sign for me that it can win this way. And it clearly has support in other places. I think the DGA win is really big. I think Mikey's BAFTA win is also big. And the film hasn't really missed anywhere that it's needed to and has kind of been a constant throughout award season. Would it be an odd Best Picture winner? Yes, I think it would be. But we've had some odd winners recently too. I think it's just the changing makeup of the Academy. So I think it's definitely between those two. I think it's between Anora and Conclave. But I don't know. It's interesting.
I think the biggest haul we could see Anora get is picture director, actress, screenplay, editing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never happened before. I would love it. Again, yeah. This is one of my favorites of the year. I just feel weird about it being a picture winner.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back and saying, oh, it was Anora. Everything we said about Sean Baker and this being his best film, like I totally agree about all of that. I'm thinking Conclave is just better in terms of international support. And that's kind of where I'm sitting at the end of the day is trying to think more internationally in terms of what this movie is and where it's taking place also.
Yeah, I think the thing that also works in Conclave's favor is that I'm sure it does also benefit from a preferential ballot. We just haven't seen that. But the SAG cast win is pretty big. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not always the best precursor, but when the PGA stat falls, sometimes you can look to SAG to see where it's going. Not always, yeah. But with Parasite, you certainly could. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't the La La Land Moonlight year, though. So that's an example of an outlier. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's definitely a nail biter down to the wire.
Yeah.
So your number one movie or your number 10 movie could win Best Picture. That's wild.
Which is kind of what I expected from the Oscars, or for that we do from time to time. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, those are all of our predictions and all 23 categories for the Oscars happening this Sunday. I can't believe we're here yet again. I'm so excited to watch. And thank you all for joining us along this journey. We'll be back after the Oscars with a recap episode, and maybe we'll talk about a little about what happened. Hopefully there are some good surprises there. But yeah, this is the end of our season, and I'm excited to wrap it up on Sunday.
Me too. It's been so much fun covering this season, but I am ready to put it to bed and start talking about some new 2025 movies, doing our Oscar retrospectives again. But until then, if you like our show, please feel free to rate, review, and follow. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, TikTok at Oscar Wilde Pod. You can find bonus content on our Patreon at patreon.com/OscarWilde. And you can check out our final written predictions on our website, oscarwilde.squarespace.com.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.